This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You have me, Kevin Hagelin. You have Cheese Puff, Corey Majors.
Dude, these are awesome. These are fantastic. You should try these out. H-E-B, nobody's ever going to complain about H-E-B on this show again. But H-E-B gave these sweet jalapeno. I think Dawson brought these in the other day. These
have just been eating them?
They are fantastic. I feel, again, if it's in the room, it's available for everybody. So it's been in here for 2 days.
We have Alec Medford, the famous Alec Medford as well. And Alec, I want you to ponder this question, and then I promise we'll probably
Christian ponder.
Definitely dive into sports. Forget the drivers.
Right.
Corey, this morning on the drive-in, you said that the highway pissed you off.
I wanted to strangle the highway.
So my question for everybody in the Metroplex, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube, which highway is the number one highway that pisses you off? Maybe it's because of construction, maybe location, maybe it's the drivers. Whatever your reason is, what is the number one highway that makes you mad? Because I, ladies and gentlemen, would like to submit to you 635.
I'd say I-30 in Arlington.
Okay.
That stretch over by the ballpark, the stadium, Six Flags, all of that, especially when I went to UTA. Oh,
yes.
Boy. Like, let alone you had a train track that went right in front of it that would stop you for an extra 15 minutes. And then you have 14 wrecks on your way home. And you got like you're leaving at 8 a.m. So you're already mad at the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why? That's just adding insult to injury.
So
they've done a wonderful job with 635 from like Greenville Avenue all the way out.
But
because
you,
they gave you the double highway.
That is true.
But our whole lives, Kev, our whole lives, at any point, that can become a parking lot.
Okay, and that's the key right there. At any point, you're like 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. Hey, rush hour is way bigger than it used to be, and it switches times. Okay, fine. 11 p.m. on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You might cruise home, or you might not ever get home again.
Yeah.
And that is the thing about 635. There are portions where they fix it up. There's other portions where I don't know if every single person in the Metroplex lives off of these streets, but it's always stuck.
Yeah. And yesterday, on my drive into work, I texted a picture to Adrian and said, I hate it here. And I was stuck. I mean, I think I was at Gallatin Parkway on 75 South. Do you know how close that is to my
yes.
house to be
yes,
already in traffic? And then so on the way home, Kevin, yesterday from our meeting, it took me an hour and a half to get home yesterday. And this morning, it took me an hour and a half to get to work on what should be a 20-minute drive. It is literally, it's 20 minutes whenever the highway is clean.
Yeah.
I've made it in 15 before. Like, it is a very short drive. But there, it for whatever reason, something happens on 75 South and 70 for me, because I travel it the most. I know what 635 is.
Sure.
I travel 75 the most, and there is no doubt every day I'm spending an hour trying to get to work because somebody also pointed out we're too populated now. we are at a point now where it's the surrounding areas are too populated. And we can't do anything about it. We already built the roads. We can't rebuild them.
And when we built all the roads, nobody would have believed. You'd be like, oh, my God, there's going to be 10 million people in this metroplex. And you'd be like, what? That's stupid. What are you even saying? And you're like, build the highways now for 10 million people, and eventually we'll fill it up. I like this kind of unity early on from the 682, the 214, and the 817. 635, 635, 635. But here is where you feel the passion of the people. From the 817, I-30 can go F itself. From the 817, if you don't say 635, you are the wrongest of the wrong. And so I realize a lot of this, Alec, like you were talking about 30, and if I lived in Arlington or in that general area, I could see that. A lot of it is just based on what route do you go the most? And I feel like somehow or another, 635 always weaves its way in to ruin my day.
All right. Somebody did text in and said that you've never experienced anything until you've been on 80 between Beltline and Clements. My dad lives in Canton. And that's a two-lane highway. At one point, is it 80 or 20? At one point, it narrows down to one lane for no reason other than, hey, guys, we have a bridge over the top of this. It's going to enter. Why would you narrow it down to one lane? And so, dude, right there, and there's one little town. If anything happened, if it's a wreck, shut down.
Okay.
Two lanes, shut down. And that, 1 year, Kevin, because it was Platinum Chevy, right out there. It's a wonderful place. Love the place. Great Chevys that they have there.
That's true.
One time I was coming back from there was a gas leak in the Mesquite area. I was stuck out there for 2 hours. Good luck. Yeah, 380 is tough, or 80 is tough.
From the 469, I'm a truck driver. They all suck. 820 eastbound before 35W in Fort Worth. Always traffic for no reason. This is a very specific thing, but if you live near here or if you've been through here, it's on 30, the bridge to Rockwall, to and from Rockwall.
Oh, good luck.
There are sometimes you'll either get over the bridge in 2 minutes or 48 minutes.
Yes.
There seems to be no in between where you're like, oh, there's a little bit of traffic. If you see one set of red lights, you're doomed. Just tell whoever you're supposed to go see that you're going to be late.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be 30 minutes early because there's nobody there. And you're like, oh, great. And you zip on by.
And there's no way to bail. Like
unless you have an aqua car.
You're on a rope, man. You're trying to tightrope across the water right now. That's what I talk about 75 is there's an area between Northwest Highway and Henderson that I call the cradle. All right, because you can't get out. You're stuck. You can good luck getting exiting Mockingbird. That's fine, but you're gonna have to get back on because it's even worse once you get on the service road. Listen, I love this city. I love DFW. I love this area. We got to fix the roads. I'm with Gavin Dawson. We need to build water slides. That's how we need to get around.
Water slides for people or cars?
People.
Oh,
if I could just get on a water slide at park and just slide all the way to work every morning, I'd totally do it. Build a river. Let me float down the river to work. I'm in. Let's go.
From the 858, it's Highway 75. I avoid it like the plague. Dallas has bad drivers. 75 has the worst drivers. Top three ranked 635, 35E, and 75. Honorable mention to the Dallas North Tollway because people drive 95 in their Porsche around curves. Man, they're... There does seem to be...
That Keller Springs down there is where that's terrifying, man.
Can we briefly discuss, and then maybe we'll get back to your regularly scheduled sports. Can we briefly discuss the gap? It feels much like crossing the bridge in Rockwall of people who either take a curve at 60 miles an hour or 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
Depends on how high your car sits up.
Some medium. You see that sign? Stay somewhere around that sign.
I will say, I don't do it on George Bush anymore because I found out the state troopers are all over George Bush. They're just waiting for you. So
do you think there should not be troopers there because they're
they paid for it?
We paid for this.
That's what I was going to say about the tollway, Dallas Tollway, is I do kind of treat that like the Audubon. As soon as Adrian picks me up from the airport, I'm like, switch seats with me. And then I cruise home. I'm flying. So maybe it's because I'm like, cops can't be on this. There's no median. There's nothing. Like, you're just going. And I'm paying for it. So if I'm paying for it, let me go as fast as I want to go.
I will tell you, and I know this doesn't logically make sense. anytime I hit traffic on a toll road, I'm furious. I'm like, this is not free. There is no traffic on cost roads.
From the 214, I love the tollway. Don't come out here in your mom van. No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. That is true. You know, you want something that can really cruise.
Take like that Honda Odyssey.
Yeah, when Adrian had that Scion, I was like, I was all about it, man. That thing was amazing.
From the 817, overpopulation is real. I-20 under construction is awful. From the 214, I-20 for me because I make regular trips back and forth from Arlington to Forney for my son. Here's another thing. Do you think that we all selfishly think the time they're doing construction that impacts us is the worst time?
Yes.
Like, I remember when we worked at nights, and I know this doesn't make any sense because there are probably way more people who are working during the day, but maybe not. Who knows? We would drive home and they're like, this part of 30 is closed from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. because they're like, because no idiots are out there on a Tuesday. And I'm like, hey, I am.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot. I need to drive. Why don't you do it at 4 to 6 a.m.? Even though there's probably a lot of people who are getting off work then. And it feels like construction is always a hassle.
2 o'clock in the afternoon is not a reasonable time for traffic. It just isn't.
And yet here we are.
What are y'all doing? I get off of work. What are y'all doing? Where are y'all jobs? Do y'all get off at 2 o'clock? Yeah, where are y'all's, y'all's jobs? What are y'all's jobs? Okay. If you're getting off at 2, like us, that's what I got to know. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, hey, because on 75 here, they got all these red yuccas all the way down the road. That's what they're called, right? Or they're Hasparellas or something like that.
Is that a tree or a plant?
Yeah, just look. You can see them. They're all growing right there. Okay. And during the spring, they'll all be red. They're gorgeous.
Oh.
But they go through and they chop them down just a little bit so they're not hanging over, and then they clean out all the trash. And it seems like it's 4 days of them going, hey, everybody move over. We've narrowed 75 down to one lane so that we can do our work. I'm like, don't do it at noon. Why are you doing this at noon? Do it at midnight. It's better at midnight. Get a light and you don't have to worry about as much traffic.
Although you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I do imagine that construction and everything is more difficult at night, despite whatever kind of amazing lighting rigs you have. A lot of people are feeling seen in this segment.
I appreciate that.
From the 214, thank you guys. I was just about to bring up that stretch of 30 outside of Rockwall. I feel vindicated. From the 469, that Rockwall bridge is BS. Mm-hmm.
It is. From the 972, traffic is bad, yes. But I'd rather deal with that than the pickup lane at my son's school. And that is a fact right there. Pickup lane, nobody knows how to do it.
Yes.
Nobody knows. Hey, look, there's 7 spots here. You don't need to stop here to let your kid off right in front of the door. You need to pull forward 3 more spots so we can get 7 people going through here at a time.
And it feels like it's less acceptable to feverishly honk in the pickup lane, even though you're not doing it right. Can I tell you another thing?
Yeah.
I swear to God, we have a lot of sports.
I really appreciate the Tolos out there. Thank you so much for participating here.
So I live right next to an elementary school. All right. Here's a fun thing. There are two lanes on that side of the road. You waiting to pick your child up for school are in the lane closest to the line if you're going to turn in from the left side. All right. I realize if you're near the right side, those people are probably stuck and screw them. But when I'm coming home and other people like me, that lane to the far right, that is an open lane. That this is not a two lane pickup. All right. Everybody get your ass in the left side of that lane and let other people move on by because their kids are oddly spaced out. One's two and one's 20. And so right now you don't have anybody in elementary school and they can go home. Or I'm going to honk at you.
There is the loose, we come from the left side of the pickup. We come from the wrong side of the pickup line or the drop off line.
Okay.
However, Lucy has a special drop off at the very front of the line because she goes to a different class. She enters a different part of the building. So it's very awkward for me because people will be like, go ahead, or they'll cut me off and I'm turning anyway. I'm turning left in and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm taking my special needs daughter to the front of the line. What's your problem?
In your face, regular person.
And then they're like, oh, okay. But somebody did say, Kevin, traffic is bad. Yes. But isn't it about the friends we make along the way?
No.
This is a good question.
I have never made a friend in traffic.
Should we make more friends in traffic? Should we all just roll our windows down while we're stuck in traffic and start chatting with each other? Letting everybody know, hey, I'm a Tolo too, because Kevin yesterday, we go to Grimaldi's. Yeah, I'm walking from one direction, you're walking the other direction. We're looking at each other, about to meet each other out of nowhere. Somebody does. What does he say?
He
honked.
He drove by in his Tyson Farms truck and he goes, hey, beep, beep. And I was like, I didn't even cross the street. And he goes, Tolo, Kevin. I was like, that's awesome.
So think about all the friends we could make out there knowing we're all Tolos in our car stuck in traffic together. Maybe we should do that more often. Roll your window down.
So you're not afraid that you roll your window down? Somebody's like, do something. They pull out a gun. Instead, they're like, man, traffic, am I right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I want.
Like, that's what you think's going
to
happen?
Maybe it will. Maybe somebody next to you is like, hey, you want to hit my vape pen? And you're like, I don't know. Maybe I'm stressed out right now. Maybe now you have a new friend.
So something else I would vape like to consider.
CBD vape.
As long as we're throwing ideas out there, I want you guys to consider this. I saw somebody once when we were on a cross-country road trip put their, it was either their Venmo or their Zelle in the window. And there were plenty of time. Like I saw this car forever. And I was like, man, I wonder if that person is like getting money because they're like, I'll send this person $1. And like you finished the trip. He got $35 or something for doing nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Think smarter, not harder.
Exactly. J-Met says traffic is bad. Yes. I like how people are starting it with this. That was a really good one. But I'm glad I get to laugh hysterically while listening to y'all, sometimes even Tolo going.
Okay.
In the car.
Good for you.
That's impressive.
This is a hypothetical.
Seems dangerous.
This is a hypothetical situation. And I want you guys to tell me if you're proud of this hypothetical person.
Mm.
Let's say you were exchanging a child that you shared with this person. Regular pickup, not anything weird. And when you met up with that person that you'd had the child with, they were all huffy, even though you'd agreed to the place you were going to meet forever ago. And they defiantly said, well, you know what? I don't like traffic. Are you proud of the other person for not looking at them and saying, no effing F, just like every other human in the world? And instead they just go, okay. And then they just went about their day. Are you proud of that person for not going off on
I'm
that
I'm proud of
person?
You for not, yeah.
Hypothetically.
What? I said this was a hypothetical situation.
Definitely felt like you were talking about
seriously,
yourself.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Who does like traffic? What a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
Whew. I don't like traffic.
I smell real life art.
Man. This, I'm not going to lie. I needed this. Thank you guys.
Me too.
And it looks like the Tolos need it too. Somebody said, can we just get one segment a day where we just vent like this? It makes me feel better. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm in.
So the segment is going to be called The Vent.
The Vent.
And
it's not an air vent,
you
baby.
You can submit your topics. We will pick one, perhaps multiple. I'm going to make a note of this We'll see if our bosses approve what kind of traction that
we
get
about
on this.
We'll just pick a topic and vent about
it. Okay, that is true.
We'll call it What Grinds My Gears.
Okay, absolutely, we could do that.
Therapy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What I know really grinds a lot of people's gears right now is the Mavericks. Let's talk Mavs Bucks. Is the Mavericks window closed for the next couple of years, or would you make this preposterous trade? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
4 seconds to shoot. Giannis driving, lays it in. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Welcome to the 20,000 Career Point Club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Honestly, for a minute, I thought Giannis scored 20,000 points against the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So, by the way, already got approval from the bosses. Thumbs up on our new segment, The Vent. So, we will work on... We'll work on that.
All-inclusive DFW topics is what we're going to vent about. So if you have any suggestions for the vent, you can email your suggestion for all-inclusive DFW topics to Corey.Majors, M-A-G-E-O-R-S, at odyssey.com. I'll take those in, and we'll see if we can vent as much as we want.
I like it. I like it. Now, the Mavericks got destroyed last night, and it is true they only had 8 players. And the 8 players weren't some sort of all-star collection of talent. You had
back the soul of Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, you had Najee Marshall, Dwight Powell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Klay Thompson, Max Christie, Omax, Kessler Edwards, and Brandon Williams.
At this point, Max Christie is still just a role player for you, right?
I agree. And he had a tough shooting night last night, particularly.
Okay, because there was a point where everybody was like, dude, Max Christie might be the guy, like a key piece to this thing.
And I think he has a lot of upside for sure.
And when he's playing with an extremely talented group, he's probably even better.
That's a great point, because these last 3 games, he's not been good.
Right.
The entire month before, when you had, like, I know Luka was still gone, but like the closer to the team you were hoping for, he was shooting well, he was scoring, he was defending.
But that's the thing is, now he's asked to be the star on a team of a bunch of role players, and he's a role player himself. That's what it is. You are rolling out role player team.
Yes.
You are going to be beat. You're going to get up 130 points a game. Like, that's what's going to happen because you're playing against real NBA players.
Which we don't hate at the moment. I'll just speak for myself. I don't hate at the moment. I really enjoy the idea of not just the Mavericks losing, but I enjoy the idea of Hardy once he's healthy again, and Omax and Najee and Max Christie getting as much of a run as possible. I know they're going to be part of your team, but I would really like to get a better idea of like what they can and cannot do over the last 20 games or so. That's only going to take you so far. But look, this season, it feels like it's done. It is a lost cause. You are now only 2.5 games up on the Suns. Now, I still wonder if the Suns will implode on themselves, because it seems like that team doesn't really care for one another. But you are going to be in position to probably miss out on the play-in tournament all the way. I'm just telling you right now.
At this point, it is what it is.
I don't envision them making it just because of all the injuries and honestly terrible personnel decisions that we have made along the way. Jason Kidd, though, he decided to step out and say, I need to make sure that you guys know something. Kyrie Irving's injury was a freak accident, not a result of workload. I think I'm with him on this. I know people are upset and they're like, Kyrie got hurt because you were overusing him. But if you look at the play where it happened, it was absolutely the result of a collision and then the aftermath on the fall that caused the injury. It wasn't like he was driving down the court and his knee buckled because he'd been playing in an inordinate amount of time.
When I first watched it, I didn't see the collision.
Okay.
And so I thought, man, that was just a weird plant, I guess. It didn't even look like a weird plant. It just looked like it was time. You know, it's that time. I took a step the wrong way. And then when I saw the collision, I was like, oh, yeah, that could have happened at any point. And that's the way that sports is.
And I want to make this clear. That does not mean I absolve the Mavericks from any of these other really terrible decisions that they've made over the last 6 weeks. I just don't think specifically overusage of Kyrie is what I believe directly led to the injury.
I'm with you. I do think that there is a little bit of he was having to play more minutes, and that is problematic, and it was going to be problematic for him anyway.
So you think if it wasn't there,
something was going to happen? It could have been a soft tissue injury.
I'll concede that.
Something could have happened just because his body, he's at a different age.
That's fair.
Somebody did ask this, and I was thinking about this morning though, as I was listening to Jason Kidd talk. He sounds frustrated, even for Jason Kidd, who doesn't typically sound any more than everything is exactly what I say it is all the time. 214, does anyone else feel bad for Jason Kidd? I do. And my mind, I know he just signed an extension, but in my mind, I was looking at this thing going, man, if he wasn't in on a lot of these decisions, I'd be saying, see you later at the end of this season.
So can I tell
you? There are a lot of people in that organization, if this team tanks, that will lose their jobs and that will be fired.
Through no fault of their own.
Exactly.
Probably. This is where I struggle. I'm not trying to avoid this person's question or give you a half-assed answer. I don't know what he said behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he was there. Yeah, kid, maybe he was there. I'm not saying this whatsoever. But if he was there and he's like, I can't get him to practice for crap. He's setting a terrible example. Maybe this isn't a bad idea. Then, no, I don't feel bad for him at all. However, if he was like, what the hell are you talking about? His work ethic is getting better. He still got us to the freaking NBA Finals. Are you insane?
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you feel nothing but bad for him. But I realize he's not going to, probably while he's employed, not going to step out and be like, I told him this trade was stupid. I said it was stupid at the time. But, like, that's what I feel like I need to know to decide whether or not I should feel bad for him.
Yeah, I think I need that information too. Because if I don't have that information, I don't know exactly. I've always felt until I heard that it was a edict from Dumont. Like until I heard that, in my mind, it was Jason Kidd had been venting. He'd been venting to Nico, and he was just like, "Hey, man, this is frustrating, dude." Like, he was just venting. He thought, I'm in a safe space. I can just say what I want. How do you help me fix this? And then Nico was like, I'll take care of this for Jason Kidd. I don't even talk to him either. I'll just go do it. And he's going to be happy that I finally got rid of the cancer. And once I heard Dumont was involved, I was like, okay, now this is a completely different story. So I'm with you. I don't know if Jason Kidd was just venting or if he was like, we got to do something different.
Now, you have a couple of different pivot options, and they are very different for the future of this Mavericks team. We talked about it in Crosstalk, in case you missed it there. I think it was it Tim Bontemps? Almost had it. I've been watching too much True Blood.
Bontemps.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Who suggested...
Miss Belfour.
That... First few seasons are really good.
They are.
That suggested that the Mavericks go ahead and trade away Anthony Davis, which at that point feels like full on, all right, we messed it up. Let's rebuild. Or.
Which again puts Jason Kidd in like a. What?
Yeah.
We spent all offseason and last year collecting these pieces to build this team to go to a championship. And now you're going to tell me that. You traded Luka and the guy that you traded him for, you're just going to move on from? And we still don't have any crap picks?
That is why I don't think they can do that. Even if it's the smart thing to do. Like, let's say some team walks along and they're like, hey, we'll give you one of our good or solid young players and two first-round picks for Anthony Davis. And you're like, oh, well, maybe that is best for the rebuild of this team. I just think PR-wise, you can't do it. But then again, everything that the Mavericks have done PR-wise has been the opposite of what I thought common sense would prevail along the way. So you have that choice of moving on from Anthony Davis and I would assume essentially closing your competitiveness for the next couple of years. Or you have the bold solution from ESPN.com, which I bet lots of people have lots of thoughts about this. Trade for Kevin Durant. The deal would go down like this per ESPN, not per Kevin Hagelin. Per ESPN, Mavericks get Kevin Durant. And all the Mavericks have to trade them is Klay Thompson and PJ Washington.
All right.
And Najee Marshall.
I don't like that.
And Derek Lively.
Okay, this is stupid.
And a 2025
first. Why would I want a 65-year-old Kevin Durant when I have Derek Lively? They both of them are the same injury risk. One of them's just his knees might snap like dry breadsticks here soon.
Would it be particularly infuriating if to make this happen, you give up your 25 first round pick and we got Luke off the board? We got a 29 first round pick. That's the part that I'm like, I did not think people would stand for that. And it said getting Durant, one of Kyrie Irving's closest friends and his former Brooklyn teammate, would be a clear way to ensure the team's perimeter and ball handling stays afloat while Kyrie Irving rehabs.
Is this the Dallas Kyrie Irvings? Is that what? Because remember last week, wasn't it? Hey, we got tired of the world revolving around Luka. The whole world's revolving around Kyrie, an older player who is now injured.
Yes.
And we're like, hey, it's still revolving around him. That was the wrong choice. You had two choices. You chose the wrong one. What was the movie? The Wrong Kid Dad. That's what it feels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like right now.
I don't see any way.
What are you even getting for Anthony Davis? What are you getting?
And that's another great question. Because as I brought up, I think people are mad either way. Let's say you trade Anthony Davis for a disappointing return. A guy in a first round pick. And you're like, huh. Okay, so we traded Luka for a couple guys and a couple first round picks. Sweet. But on the other hand, what if you were to trade Anthony Davis and got like three first round picks? Then the fan base is going to come down on you and be like, oh, what do you know? Open market. You got three first round picks.
Look what you can
for
get.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And you got one for LeBron.
I'd say if I was Nico? I'd just be like, yeah, nobody would give three first round picks for Luka, but Anthony Davis, they will.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've spun it poorly the entire time.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Kevin, I asked one of our friends who's been in sports PR for a very long time, is this the biggest sports PR debacle you've ever seen? He said, without a doubt. Without it. And Kevin, we've seen like OJ. Like but like all the things that we've dealt with.
Yeah.
This is the wildest debacle of just watching it implode for no reason. Other than let's just watch the world burn. That's what it feels like he was doing, Kevin.
At this point,
I'm still venting. I'm sorry.
At this point, I want everybody, I want every Mavericks game to be the younger players playing, and hopefully that piles up a lot of losses. You get a better opportunity in the draft lottery. I know people will throw out the Mavericks have never improved in the draft lottery. In fact, frequently they have been dropped down in the draft lottery, but somehow I'm hoping the sports gods see everything that has happened here and been like, all right, you guys need Cooper Flagg, because the way it's all gone down is just unfair. And I'm not
sports
saying
gods aren't thinking that. They're thinking you're just gonna screw up Cooper Flagg too.
That
probably
is
trade him away the day after you get him.
Look, that might be true, but I just want to remind them that, hey, we didn't make these trades. Most of us would not have made.
Just like the gravity rules in Arizona, we didn't make the rules.
Luka trade. But I will tell you, if somehow the Mavericks got Cooper Flagg, it would make me feel a little bit better and not like our franchise is totally screwed.
It would make me feel like we're still far away.
That's fair.
Like we have a player. We have a potentially generational player right here in DFW, Kevin, is how I would feel. And I remember what that feeling was like 2 months ago.
Yes, absolutely.
But now we're starting back over. Remember when Luka was here and you were like, hey, we got Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka. And that was it. Like, that's the feeling I would have having Cooper Flagg.
From the 817, you're saying if we had KD and AD with Caleb Martin, Christie, Exum, Gafford, and Lively and await Kyrie's return, we wouldn't be dominant?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't have Lively because you've traded him away. Remember, Caleb Martin still isn't healthy enough to play just quite yet. Kyrie Irving is going to miss probably about half the season. Anthony Davis will be coming off an injury as well. And Kevin Durant has had some of injury concerns, even more minor, of his own. No, I don't think any part of that team would be dominant. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Corey believes the Texas Rangers have found their new closer.
This time.
Next on The Fan.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Jackson with the slide ball gets some back-to-back strikeouts for Luke, both coming on sliders. He's protecting a 4-0 lead.
KNC NC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. And I promise, Corey, we will get to the person that you really want to talk about.
All right. I just got the first email about The Vent, our new segment that we're going to be working with. And I've also got, we got a text. So again, Corey,
there are people in the building on this floor that have also dropped by.
Corey.majors@odyssey.com if you want to send your vent topics. We complained about traffic this morning. If you have a topic you'd like to vent about, text it to us.
What's the deal with traffic?
People, yeah, and we got a text. That's a good one. I'm going to go ahead and write that one down as well.
All right. So we'll get to the other person that Corey really wants to talk about. But let's start with Luke Jackson. Yesterday, in relief of Tyler Mahle, Luke Jackson had a leadoff walk. Not ideal. But then he struck out three straight Cincinnati Reds with his slider. Bruce Bochy. Again, this is his quote, not him actually speaking. It's just getting better and better with him and what I'm seeing. The stuff is good. Good inning for him, for sure. I think the Rangers are hoping that Luke Jackson is going to be the next kind of like Kirby Yates post-surgery success. But not necessarily to say like he'll always be in the ninth inning or anything like that. But he was rough before he had surgery. 5.09 ERA in 52 games with two teams last season. Bochy said there's probably 3 to 4 spots available or like competition in the bullpen. And Luke Jackson has performed really well. And perhaps he will take one of those spots and get some high leverage looks for you.
All right. So how many spots would there be in the bullpen total? Is it 8?
I believe that is correct. Or is it not 7?
7? All right.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of depends on how you're working some things.
I really want to use the Matt Hicks quote right here, but yeah, there's a good chance you'll have 8.
So he's already got a couple in mind or a few in mind that are like, Matt Hicks quote is fantastic.
Yes.
There's already a few in mind that are taken, but there are plenty. It sounds like 4 is a lot of places to be open.
Sure.
Because you're already saying, I really hope those 3 that we've already decided on are, you know, locked it up. These other 4, that's a lot of places. So Luke Jackson is an interesting character because we know he can throw. Like we knew that. The slider's got to work. And if that slider's working, that could be really nice. But having, you know, older arms in the bullpen that know how to pitch, very important for this.
Now, let's get to Emiliano Teodo. My question was going to be, is he being groomed to be a late inning reliever now? So, again,
yes, he is.
We go back to Bochy.
He is.
Yesterday, perfect ninth inning against the Reds. He reached 99.8 and had 4 swings and misses with his slider. So the biggest thing for him has been the control. And then Bochy again said that's the second time that Teodo has come in a save situation and done a great job. That doesn't mean, but it does not mean that maybe he's the guy.
I think they're going to give him every chance during spring to force their hand. And I honestly, Kevin, that's what they're telling everybody on the staff. Look, we didn't go get one because we didn't have the money to go buy one. Like,
yep.
Plain and simple, the tariffs are going to be a big problem. So we got to figure out how to save some money.
Oh, man.
So they didn't go get one because the team knows. So, guys, if you're here, you have a chance to be the closer. I mean, they told everybody, you have your opportunity. You just got to force our hand. We're not going to try and hold you back. You go out there and perform. And you're going to get another chance to perform in that situation. Now, the thing I like about it, Kevin, is the velocity that he throws with, 99.8, 100 miles an hour. Like, as a closer, Mike's talked about this for years. It seemed that, look, you're only pitching 5 innings. Go out there and throw as hard as you can for 5 innings, and you're done for the day. But if you have a dude that's doing this, you only need him for the 1 inning. Now, that doesn't mean you can't restretch him out later down the road because young pitching is difficult to find if he really wants to be a starter. But at this point in his career, he's probably looking at it going, man, I'd love to be on this roster. I'd love a chance to help this team out. And man, if I could be a career closer, I could make some good money. I don't think he's thinking about that part of it right now. I think he's just thinking of how do I get on this roster and get sped up in the process of things, because being a starter is not going to be the route for me right now.
Now, a week from today, you'll get the opportunity to see the potential closer of the future as part of the Rangers spring breakout roster. So now this is a cool thing that we've had the opportunity to see. We had the opportunity to see last year. They're bringing it back. And so this is going to take place from March 13th to March 16th. And Teodo is one of the spring breakout prospects for the Rangers. They'll play the Giants on March 15th at Scottsdale Stadium. And so it's essentially, it's kind of like your best prospect against best prospect, regardless of like what level they're on. And so Teodo is there. Winston Santos is there. Malcolm Moore, who we had the opportunity to talk with at spring training, their first round pick last year, is going to be there. Of course, Sebastian Walcott is going to be there. Alejandro Osuna is part of it. So like pretty much every single top Rangers prospect that is not injured or on the return from injury is part of this group. And that's the really cool thing, is you have somebody like, you know, Osuna, who's fighting for a major league spot, and somebody like Malcolm Moore, who literally just got drafted.
Right.
And so I think it's a cool mashup of all of that. And so you'll get to see the Rangers' best against the Giants' best next week. So wanted to throw that roster out there for you.
But today you got the Rangers B team versus the A team from the World Series champions. So
This is a good challenge. That's probably not great.
Good opportunity to get out there and play some springtime baseball, and you know, learn a little bit about yourself, not worry so much about the score and the final outcome.
Okay.
Because you don't, look, man,
I'm a little worried about it, but why?
Why? How many times you play in the Dodgers this year? Until the World Series. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And by that time, you're a better team, I think.
Okay.
I think you're a better team by the World Series, Kevin, if things go as planned.
Sure. I would agree that you're a better team by the World Series.
And then maybe they're better. Maybe they're worse, you know?
So let's go. Ooh, from the 904. This is a topical text. I'm so sick of hearing about basketball. Let's talk about baseball.
Guess what?
If you missed it, we are literally talking about baseball right now.
They could be a few minutes behind.
Yeah. Well, if you're behind, don't be a jerk. All right. So top bullpens in Major League Baseball.
Kevin, I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh, do you have an injury report for me?
No. Bruce Bochy just said that Teodo is a long shot to make the Rangers roster.
Oh!
He's definitely made an impression and could be an option. This is Jeff Wilson this season, but the team also wants to protect his health and let him continue to start. So all my little heart, my oversized heart is very, very sad right now.
And this goes into the idea that we talked about with Rocker, with Leiter. If all things are equal, they're going to give him an opportunity to start and then just wait on the rest. You're just going to have to be a little bit more patient. Or you know what, Corey?
I did. Thank you, Boach. Kevin, I did point out, though, by the end of the year, this team could be better. So there you go. Don't forget that.
And it will be because of that. Now, maybe because of this news that Boach said, or maybe this article came out a few days ago, the Texas Rangers did not make the top 10 bullpens in Major League Baseball per CBS, which I can't say is particularly surprising. They weren't even in the honorable mention. Right now, you'd have a pretty strong case to argue that
Robert Garcia.
Okay. Which I hope works out really well. But do you remember what I just told you about him last year? But you can make a really strong case that this is a bottom half of MLB bullpen now. I like Mark Church. We'll see how that goes. Top five bullpens in Major League Baseball per CBS Sports.
Chris Martin.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Walter Pennington.
Minnesota Twins. Detroit Tigers. The LA Dodgers are only second behind the Cleveland Guardians. And yes, I know this is the part where people bring up that their closer is Emmanuel Clase, who used to be part of the Rangers organization. Yes, I know. We're all familiar with it, and it is unfortunate. But could be worse. Did you hear what happened with the Orioles? Gunnar Henderson, he has an intercostal strain. His availability for opening day is now in question. So I believe it was yesterday that we talked about how Adolis Garcia, the MRI, came back probably better than expected, and he should have no problem being ready to go for opening day. Gunnar Henderson, just a phenomenal player, one of the best in all of Major League Baseball, will potentially miss opening day for the Orioles. So I don't think it's going to be a long-term issue for them, but it's how delicate the spring training balance can be with injuries and everything.
Kevin, I just want to point out, we will not give in to terrorists or negotiate with them.
Oh.
Somebody has asked if we will give them a shout-out on a Thursday, mind you. And if we don't shout them out, they'll throw our Amazon packages. And I'm just here to say, that's not how this works.
I've gotten Amazon packages where people wrote Tolo on them, so I'm concerned.
I will just say I really appreciate you, but you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. I love you, though.
Did they say what the shout-out was?
He just wanted a shout-out.
Okay. Man.
And then this guy says, can we stop talking about baseball and talk politics,
no!
please?
Right. No! No! We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, mistakes NFL teams need to avoid and moves the Cowboys specifically should make next on The Fan.